This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Richard Reeves is popping in for 5 minutes to start the next segment, and I'm going to tell you about the big guest we've got coming in here at the bottom of the hour. I was getting into the Russia situation, but I'm going to do that some with our guest because their home base is over in Eastern Europe, and they can speak to that as well. So we'll explore this along with the war on drugs and more. Our guest has a company valued at $4 billion and is one of the biggest suppliers of accoutrement for the farming of certain things. I'll just leave it at that until they're in studio with us coming up in T-minus 31 minutes. In this short little segment, though, I want to get into the iPhone situation, then we'll come back into the election, then into Russia, then into more. But I'm not here trying to start a fight with anybody. I don't wish harm upon the Muslims, even the evil Wahhabists. I just want them to stop doing horrible things to people. I don't want to be in a fight with some of the American militia, who are very patriotic good people, but who are infiltrated in many cases and being manipulated like a magician's trick. I don't want to be in a fight with the police. I don't want to be in a fight with Black Lives Matter. I don't want to be in a fight with anybody. So I went and met with Louis Farrakhan. I know there's different factions in federal agencies. I know the FBI has done a lot of really good things. But also there are different elements of the FBI and different administrations that have done really bad things. And I've tried to really study this Apple situation. I've talked to engineers and others, and they say that the algorithm to get into an iPhone is connected to the passcode, and that there is a master key that Apple has, and that if that gets out, it would compromise the entire platform of the biggest company in the world, and that could cause a depression in and of itself. The FBI director has come out, and I got his quote. He says, don't panic. It's not the end of the world. And he comes off as better than some of the last directors so far what he's done. So I reserve judgment. And he says, all we want is into this particular phone. Well, why don't you have a relationship then to have a deal with Apple where you can go in and then Apple opens it for you and then you don't get the code? But here's what I said in a video message of Trump saying, I think overall he's wrong on this. Not that he's wrong. He's right morally to say, hey, they got a warrant. Give them the code. Let them into the, you know, let them into that particular phone. But see, it could let them into more than just that and set a precedent. It's not that Apple's a good company. They're very evil, run some of the worst factories. They fund anti-gun stuff. They're bad news. I'm not defending Apple. I'm saying that the users of it understand that if you start compromising its encryption and things, because that's what the FBI wants. They want it all. In the past, they have. They're making it a cause celeb right now about this particular phone just to kind of dumb the debate down to put pressure on Apple. But that's kind of blown up in the FBI's face. Here it is, MarketWatch. FBI boss to Apple backers, stop saying the world is ending. We don't want to break anyone's encryption or set a master key loose on the land. Yeah, but what have other agencies of the government done? And big banks keep, you know, releasing 30 million Social Security numbers at a pop. It's the big institutions that are full of mercenaries and groups. You're not telling me that in the whole federal government, you get thousands of people with access to stuff like this that isn't going to get sold and leaked? Or that your computers aren't going to get broken into by God knows who and released? Come on! Big corporations are the number one leakers. Next is the federal government and other governments. So, no, you don't need this. But at the same time, Apple should get them into the phone. Separately, they can go to the ISP and the cellular provider the day after. They keep that stuff for years by law. They've got where they went, who they called, the web addresses they went to. Give me a break. The whole history's there. So the whole thing's a red herring on every front. And then Trump kind of walked into it going, hey, give them the code. We're going to boycott you. And it's more than just give them the code. But I get get it. Some of Apple's encryption gets in the way of the FBI. And I'm sure with some of this stuff, they're doing good things. But overall, we're all being spied on, and we're less free than ever. So folks, don't buy it anymore.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Michael Stromitis is going to be joining us in studio with political activists from Eastern Europe, you name it. One of his companies is valued at $4 billion. It's one of the biggest hemp-growing supply companies, or the biggest in the world. And the reason he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and he's got his wife and crew with him here today. We're going to do a Facebook mention starting at the start of the next break, and I'm going to lead him in here and give him a tour, is because Kevin Booth, my old friend, filmmaker, started making a film about marijuana and hemp, and then it turned into one about Eastern Europe, Vladimir Putin, both sides of that equation. And, I mean, Kevin has been there in the foreign Eastern European countries. They've discovered the Al-Qaeda training camps. A lot of his films turn out like this because he just shoots for sometimes 5 years. And then it just turns into something completely different. You talk about fly on the wall, this is it. To give you an example, I started out in two of his films and ended up not being in them at the end. He's always, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't care, man, that's cool. The point is I get to consult on him. So this is going to be a pretty powerful interview coming up. So definitely stay with us. for all of that. We've also got his buddy Ivan joining us, a former high-tech startup entrepreneur and political activist working for 3 years to overthrow the mafia regime in Bulgaria. And Kevin spent a lot of time over there. Kevin, I hope he'll be in studio with us as well. We're going to go to Richard Reeves here in just a moment. If your station's out there just joined us, the big news is Russia has reached a deal with the U.S., according to Reuters, to have a Syrian ceasefire on February 27th. We'll see if that holds up. And that's good because the Saudi Arabians have threatened to put tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of ground troops into Syria to battle the Russians there and the Assad regime to prop up their al-Qaeda and ISIS forces. And Russia has threatened to use tactical nuclear weapons after Saudi Arabia last week said, we have nukes and we'll use them. So things are escalating in a big, big way. Finishing up with the whole Apple iPhone situation, I've studied it. I have looked at it in depth. And it's a red herring. The FBI can go to the internet service provider and the cellular provider and get the entire history of who they called, what websites they visited, and what they did. Also, there are ways to go around the encryption. You don't go through it. You go around it. You don't go through the interface. That's basically impossible. You go around it. And the FBI director says, hey, we don't want the master key. We're not going to turn it loose. They're turning this into a fake referendum, saying, let us into this one terrorist phone to make it look like all encryption is this simple or this simple of an issue to sell the idea of a major takeover of more of our rights. The truth is we've never been more surveilled and we've never been more unsafe. We've gone from al-Qaeda being 3,000 people to now ISIS being 200,000 with our own government funding it. And the Justice Department blocked the FBI 2 years ago from stopping the two shooters when they were specifically investigating them. They had the Justice Department come down and say, we might indict you for civil rights violations. Don't investigate this mosque. Don't investigate these two particular people. Amazing. But the Justice Department says their main focus is patriots and liberty groups, even though statistically the crime rate's one of the lowest out there, and they want to change the Patriot Act to say material support for anyone that's anti-government. That's like Ron Paul. But that's where this is going if we let them get there. We have to fight now for free speech and stop them getting there, not roll over and say, oh, that's scary, I better shut up. That will guarantee our enslavement. We'll just be like one more third world country that lives in fear. You go to a freer country, folks will talk about the government. They'll talk about issues. They'll get on camera. You go to third world countries, folks are scared. You go to Spain, people are scared. Not what was a first world nation. They banned free speech there last year. Now Germany's doing it. Now France is doing it, using the radical jihadists they brought in as the pretext to take everybody else's rights. So that's coming up as well. Now, getting into the huge election news, we're going to Richard Reeves here in about 60 seconds in Nevada with the Republican caucuses tomorrow. Hillary got 50%+ and got all the delegates, and they're talking about Sanders being out within 2 weeks. See, it doesn't matter that he won by 20 points in New Hampshire. They just stole that. They had Hillary people registering after they voted. The Justice Department is in the news today saying that they're going to make sure that illegal aliens can vote and that no one checks IDs all across the United States. I mean, this is the ongoing criminal activity of Loretta Lynch, who may be our new Supreme Court justice. So continuing, first Massachusetts poll shows Trump with huge lead, and Trump is at 50%. Marco Rubio at 16, Kasich at 13, Carson at 10, and boy, they are really trying to prop up these people right now. They are really trying to prop up Marco Rubio. Wiggle room, RNC video highlights Hillary's barefaced lies. We're going to play that clip coming up in the next segment. Delegate count, leaving Bernie Sanders with steep climb. Oh, the New York Times goes on to admit it doesn't matter if he wins, Hillary gets the delegates because, well, that's how the Democrats change the rules. She's not stealing, they change the rules. It's like saying, oh, child molestation's legal now. We said so. Well, no, it's not. I don't care if you say it's legal. I don't care if Obama signs an executive order saying the border is open. It's treason. He doesn't have that power. Thanks to superdelegates, Hillary might be assured of nominee. Oh, this doesn't matter. It's so magic. Here's that article I mentioned. The Obama administration wants to make sure non-citizens vote in the upcoming election. They just admit it. The unions say there's no split. They'll support Hillary Clinton. The requiem for the Bush dynasty, the fall of the Bush dynasty, Vanity Fair. That's exactly what happened. And that's the message here. Now, Reeves is about to be kicked out of wherever he is. We'll go to Reeves right now. Richard Reeves, what's happening there in Nevada? Where are you?
All right, Alex, we are at Trump International Hotel where there's a big event scheduled here for Donald Trump. And I heard you earlier talking about the situation with Facebook where they're trying to bring in the zombies to be controlled and managed by the globalist Facebook and other social media outlets similar to Facebook. And you're right. I mean, Alex, the New World Order, the globalists have to be, they are apoplectic. They are in a big hurry because the mainstream press yesterday was absolutely going crazy with how do we stop Trump. The punditry, they're all upset over what's going on. It looks like Trump may now be invincible, which he really is. But look for this. One thing we haven't talked about, Alex, is that Donald Trump and Fox and Roger Ailes are at war. They are at war. And, you know, that's like last week, Donald Trump set up an interview with Joe Scarborough on MSNBC that was a recorded interview on a Wednesday afternoon that was to be played right up next to O'Reilly at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that, to me, signaled, buddy, the war is on. So Trump is taking on Fox. Trump is taking on the Pope. Trump is taking on 9/11 Truth. Trump is taking on the RNC. Trump is taking on the establishment. Trump is taking on all comers. He is like King Kong on the Empire State Building, just swatting off all comers. And now look for the New World Order to rally all their globalist operation mainstream media outlets to go to war against Donald Trump.
Now, Richard, I know that you're going to be covering the situation live tomorrow and, of course, the next day. You've done a great job out there on the trail. What do you make of him coming out for 9/11 Truth? I mean, a lot of people think that that's why Jeb got out quicker, because he promised to stay in knowing that Trump was going to keep bringing that up. We were told 5 months ago by the Trump folks that they were planning to bring that up and just watch. And Trump said to me, I'm not going to let you down. He hasn't let us down. This was amazing.
Well, lots of straws break the camel's back. And I think that 9/11 Truth thing that, you know, Donald Trump kept doubling down, tripling down, et cetera, us getting the news out about asking Jeb for the 28 pages, you name it, all that, plus the pressure on the establishment GOP to finally decide, okay, which of our horses are we going to put all our money on? And that now clearly is the billionaire toy boy, Marco Rubio, which yesterday, that's the first time I'd really kind of caught that he's inbred with political correctness. So I think that is yet another big Achilles heel that I'll ask the InfoWarriors, get us the research about the political correctness of Marco Rubio, because that's a huge Achilles heel, because that's part of what all this election is about, is we got to stop political correctness and we've got to stop so many things that are going on.
That's how we know Trump's for real. Everything he's doing is causing irreparable damage to the globalists, to their political correctness, to their anti-father figure garbage, their war with Russia garbage, their regime change garbage. We got a minute and a half, Richard. We're going to check in with you on the nightly news again this evening, 7 o'clock. But specifically, you're there. You got your ear to the ground. What are the numbers looking like for Donald Trump in Nevada?
Well, the latest numbers reported are that Donald Trump should win the caucuses, which, you know, the South Carolina primary was less than 48 hours away. It seems like just a second ago. And now tomorrow already, here come the Nevada caucuses. So everything is accelerating. Texas is already early voting. I'm sure many other states that vote on Super Tuesday, March 1st, are already early voting. So things are starting to really, really happen fast. And on the Democrat side, you were talking about Hillary and Bernie and all that. We went by a venue yesterday as we were leaving South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. It looked like a National Geographic scene from Antarctica with all the penguins all piled up around a big ice floe. That venue was loaded with Bernie Sanders supporters. So I don't think Bernie's going to go away. I don't think Bernie's supporters are going to go away. So New World Order, go ahead and install Hillary as the Democrat nominee, because I think they're going to have a big revolt with those supporters for Bernie, they're not going to lockstep go in for Hillary in a general election. They are not. They're going to split. They're going to stay home. They're going to go independent. They're going to go Trump. So go ahead, New World Order. Put Hillary up there, because the Hillary Clinton ship hit an iceberg in late December, early January. She hit the info warrior iceberg.
Absolutely. That's why the Democrats tried to flush her, but she's holding on with blackmail. Richard Reeves reporting from Nevada on the Nevada caucuses. Great job. We'll be back.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at ScoreBig.com.
Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
Some people are going to call that wiggle room that you just gave yourself.
Well, no,
always tried to.
No, I mean, you're asking me to say, have I ever? I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever will. I'm going to do the best I can to level with the American people.
And I try not to tell lies. Leanne McAdoo with InfoWars.com. Let me level with you, America. Here's just a small sampling of Hillary's whoppers. There's the Benghazi hearing, using a secret private server to hide her activities, lying about not sharing classified information on that secret server.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
Problem is, that's not what happened. And we should know, CBS News accompanied the First Lady and daughter Chelsea on that Bosnia trip. That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded of the greeting ceremony when the plane landed.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony. To Turkey?
Whitewater, Watergate, defending a rapist, threatening all of Bill's bimbos in an effort to keep them quiet, then claiming to run a campaign for women.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have.
Yeah, the vast right-wing conspiracy that you're a criminal. That's just part of a detailed report up on InfoWars.com by Leanne McAdoo. I suggest you go see it. Forward it to your friends and family, especially liberal Democrats that think this lady's good, because I really thought about it. I think Bernie Sanders is better than her, and he's bad news. I mean, this lady is just a complete monster. But continuing, the reason I want to play part of McAdoo's report, I Try Not to Lie is the name of that report, is because the RNC has put out this video called Wiggle Room that's 42 seconds long on the lies of Hillary, also an effective tool. Here it is.
Jimmy Carter famously said, I will not lie to you.
He got elected because he made one promise to the American people. Let's go back to 1976.
I'll never tell a lie. I'll never make a misleading statement.
You talk about leveling with the American people. Have you always told the truth?
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. I've always tried to.
The video circulating on the internet that has led to these protests.
I've always tried to.
I did not send classified material.
I've always tried to.
What difference at this point does it make?
Some people are going to call that wiggle room.
There you go. And really, this is a referendum on Americans. Rejecting the Republican establishment in the Bushes, rejecting the Clintons. I mean, how much baloney, how much bull are we going to take? And the public's got to the point where they're not going to take any more of it. The problem is that geopolitically, our elite is starting wars with China, starting wars with Russia, starting wars in the Middle East, and has just gone collectively insane. Does that mean the communist Chinese are good? They're horrible. Does that mean the Russians don't have a bunch of problems? They got a lot of bad stuff. It doesn't matter. Our elite is sitting on top of us, taking our freedoms, and then trying to get us into larger conflicts as political distractions for what they're doing here at home. And they're gearing up in every way they can to take basic American freedoms. We're going to go to break and come back with Kevin Booth and two of the subjects of his new film that I don't think it even has a working title yet. And so we're going to be going inside Eastern Europe, inside the United States with what's happening with the drug war. This thing is so multifaceted, but I find it interesting that George Soros has been pushing for marijuana decriminalization, which I support because I'm against the police state and the drug war, but that it's also then connected in to political operations in Eastern Europe and the whole fight against dual control, those former satellites of the Soviet Union. So it gets very opaque when you really break it all down, but we're going to try to drill in to it with folks with different angles and different perspectives straight ahead. Please don't forget that if you want to stay in contact with us and let us send you exclusive videos, articles, and more, it is so important to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so that we're able to communicate directly with you. I need to shoot a new video for that page. It's like a three-year-old video on there. But InfoWars.com/newsletter. And if you go there, we can then send you a lot of coupon deals, special deals, and more that only folks that are part of the InfoWars Insider get. And by the way, Liver Shield, an incredible herbal cleanse with the Oxy Powder, is back in stock. You can watch the informational videos about a gallbladder liver cleanse. Almost everybody has dramatic results. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Brainforce is completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey? It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now, we've got a whole building full of guests today. We've got another guest coming in to join us as well, or at least from the control room in the next hour. We've also got Kevin Booth, one of my good friends, known Kevin for 21 years, Kevin. Kevin was there when I decided to change over from being Bill Hicks. Let's go ahead and turn Kevin's mic on. And Alex Jones.
That's funny.
That's the ongoing joke.
There's so many of those videos.
Kevin, you were trying to explain this to me about a year ago, and then when you came to visit for Christmas and we're over at the house with the family, because you are family. You know, I spent a lot of Christmases with your mom and dad before they passed. But you and your wife, Trey, were back in town from Hollywood, and you were trying to explain this to me, and I got it. But it was so amazingly complex, I said, this is going to be a great film. And for folks that don't know who Kevin Booth is, he's made a lot of big films, written some best-selling books. He's also Bill Hicks' producer before he died, and has made a lot of serious documentaries like American Drug War 1 and 2. And a lot of times he sets out to make a film about one thing. Well, he started out making American Drug War about alcoholism and his parents, who I've had a few drinks with, God rest their souls, great people. And then it turned into a drug war film because he was exposing that. So you talk about a true fly on the wall. That's kind of how you do it. And it sometimes takes you 5 years to make a film. So why don't you introduce Big Mike to everybody, tell us who he is, his background, and then you kind of take over this segment. Because where do we begin with the guy with the biggest hemp and marijuana growing nutrient system in the world, and can tell us about multinational connections or how you got into Eastern European elections and the Russians, and then you guys found Al-Qaeda training camps. You told me this a year ago. Now that's actually in the news. So wild stuff that you've discovered. I've seen some of the footage, Kevin, and it's something out of a James Bond movie. I mean, really scary. This is not stuff you see on Discovery Channel or History Channel or even Vice. So I can't wait to see the film. And I just want to say, don't take another 3 years to put it out. Just hurry up and do it. So that's my rant. Thanks for coming in, guys. I guess you guys flew in on your private jet, Big Mike. Tell us specifically where we should start this story, Kevin.
Well, I'd like to start with just introducing Big Mike, and we've known each other for many years. He's actually helped with financing some of my other projects in the past, and I was coming to him to work on another marijuana documentary, and he said, I've got this other thing that I want to point you towards in the meantime, and it's Bulgaria. And, of course, my response was, I thought he was out of his mind. Next thing you know it, I'm in Bulgaria, and it's the weirdest place on earth. And I'm just going to give the mic over to Big Mike here to tell the story. But basically, he has a company, Advanced Nutrients. It's the biggest company on the globe that makes it. They don't make marijuana. They make everything you need to grow the finest, cleanest cannabis there is, working to make it a clean, safe medicine. Mike moved the research section of his company there, and that's when he fell into all these things.
Right. So I heard the Bulgarian Academy of Science was laying off some really bright scientists, so I said, let's go over there and give a, see what's going on there.
Did you have a previous connection to Bulgaria?
No. And so went over there. We were also able to obtain a license to legally research cannabis there, and we've had it for the last 9 years. We're allowed to keep 1 kilo of a product for research purposes. All the rest we have to burn and destroy. There's cameras in there, go straight to the police stations, the whole bit. And so because of that, and I'm involved there, and I'm going there, one Christmas I said, I want to donate some money and help these people. And they said, well, you can't do that. I go, well, why? They go, well, there's no charity. They go, wait, hang on. This is 3 years ago. This isn't like, 20, 30 years ago. There's no charity where I can donate money and feed people. They go, no. I go, okay, we're going to start one. And they looked at me like I was out of my mind. They said, you can't do that here. You don't understand. This is Bulgaria. You're wasting your time. Don't bother doing it. We're different. Of course, I'm American. And so we just don't roll that way, do we? And I just said, no, we're going to do it. So from the inception, to the last family that was fed was exactly 3 weeks, 21 days. They were like, how'd you get it done so fast? I said, we'll just set our minds to it, and we got it done. Now it's a big charity there. We have celebrities. We just last Christmas we got done feeding 26,000 needy Bulgarians. And so I was wondering, like, well, how the hell do I get all this resistance? Like, what's happening here? Why is everyone like this? And why is their mindset the way it is? And I started peeling back the layers of the onion. And lo and behold, there was this corrupt government that was just out of control, stealing billions of dollars from the people with no foreign policy. And as I started digging deeper and deeper, I saw there's a Putin connection. You have Russia, literally. Here, this, people have, first of all, people have to understand, Bulgaria is an EU country and a member of NATO. And here, the top officials are taking bribes directly from Russia, from Putin, against the interests of the West. If you say, I'm an EU country, if you say you're with NATO, then you're with the West. And clearly, that hasn't happened there. And you have all this money coming in from Russia, swaying the opinions of what has to go on. And these same leaders, turns out, they have a big cigarette tax scam going, and they're giving money to ISIS. And now we have very good information that there's an ISIS training camp in the mountains of Bulgaria. No one is paying attention.
Now, are the Russians connected to the ISIS training camps?
Just to give a little bit of a historical background, people need to know, because a lot of people don't know the history of Bulgaria, that during World War II...
By the way, you've shown me, when you came to visit at Christmas, a lot of footage
right.
at my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing the stuff you've got. It makes stuff like out of Mexico and their drug war stuff look. I mean, it's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Well, people need to understand that Bulgaria state they had a German king during World War II. Because of that, the Nazis didn't invade. But then what happened was when Germany lost the war, the Russians basically claimed it as their own, and so Bulgaria became the People's Republic of Bulgaria for 45 years. So Russia basically, the Soviet Union, controlled Bulgaria for 45 solid years. So you have all these people, when you go there now, it's like rats living in a maze, but the maze has been picked up. But they don't know that the maze has been picked up. And so...
Ooh, that's a great allegory.
Yeah, so basically...
Did you invent that one? That's really good.
So, well, I did now, and I'm going to trademark that real quick. but the point is...
Can we bring your wife in here, too, at a certain point? Anyways, Kevin, she does look a little bit better than you. I'm sorry. You look better than me, so... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So basically what happened was when communism fell, the KGB put mafia, their mafia, in place of the government. And so you had a...
They call it a stay-behind network.
Yeah, basically. And so that's the government that's really still there today. And the people there have the mindset of that they're still living under communism. In fact, a lot of the old people still look at communism as the good old days because at least they didn't have to worry about a roof over their head.
Well, here's my issue. When you were first a few years ago talking to Big Mike and stuff, and I looked up Big Mike because I'm not an expert on him and things. And, wow, this guy is the kingpin of all these high-quality products for folks. And is trying to help a lot of charities around the world, Africa, you name it. And I'm all for decriminalization. I know it has a lot of great uses, but I'm not in the total camp where it's the Messiah and it's God and let's give it to kids or whatever. Because, some people end up in their mom's basement. Of course, they'll be in their mom's basement anyways, but at least they're going to be stoned, I guess. So I guess we already have the proclivity to be a bum, like Bernie Sanders, who didn't work until he was 40 and probably smoked a lot of pot by looking at him, that you'll really be in your mom's basement, just deeper in there with a bag of Cheetos. But I'm going to stop right there. I know Russia is incredibly corrupt. I know it's got mafias it uses basically as an arm of the FSB, former KGB. That's how it works. At the same time, I know our government runs more narcotics than Russia does.
Sure.
And pays everybody off as well. And so my issue is the Russians aren't in Mexico trying to manipulate foreign policy through that. We are there in Eastern Europe, which I get. It's a vacuum. But George Soros, the weirdo Nazi collaborator showing up, is not the liberator. And so my problem is I just see the West and the East wanting to make money off conflict and wars in the areas. But you've lived there. You've worked there. You've been there a bunch. I will defer to you guys. Kevin, Big Mike, who do you think the bad guys really are in this?
Putin, 1,000%. It's the Russians. Look, before the World War II, Bulgaria was the third wealthiest nation in Europe. It was one of the major banking centers. They were wildly successful. Then communism came for 50 years, followed by 25 more years of so-called democracy, but it was the same guys using the same techniques and ideology, and now we are in this situation that we're in. So, and Russia has this huge, huge influence over them, and yet they're an EU country, they're a NATO country, you know. We need to do something about that. We need to get in there, and we need to stop it now. Because
so you agree with George?
We're going to have another Afghanistan.
You agree with George Soros?
Look, I'm not a politician. No. I'm not a political person. Like, you're a pundit on that. I'm just a business guy.
No.
You saw something wrong.
I get it. You just have a business. You just tell it like you see it, and I agree with your perspective from your perspective. What I'm saying here is you're certainly in the business you're involved in, aware of what Soros is up to. Have you ever met Soros?
No, never have.
It's okay if he had.
No, I wouldn't care if I did.
Max Kaiser's buddies with him. I still have him on.
Right, sure. And Soros was involved in the legalization process of cannabis early on. So far, I haven't seen his name thrown around anywhere.
Why do you think he was?
I have no idea, but I'm glad somebody did. I'm glad there was three billionaires, actually, that got together and really started pushing this. And now the marijuana...
So Soros kind of opened the door up for you.
Well, yeah. They opened the door for cannabis, yeah, in the country. Like... As far as I'm concerned,
so instead of saying Hail Marys, you say Hail Soros.
I don't even care about that. What I care about is the outcome and the end result, and that is medical marijuana becomes available to the people of America, as well as legalization for recreational use. I want to see both of that. We're just wasting our time. We're wasting our money, our resources. I mean, we have an industrial prison complex that you're well aware of. You know, I've heard you talk about that. I agree about that. We do have that. And they needed to fill the jails. Well, now that cannabis is now medical cannabis, that's changing. I've talked to people in the prison complex, and they said they're letting the marijuana people out, and they're bringing real criminals in.
Sure. What do you think of Obama? Because one thing I was hoping with him is I am for decriminalization, and then all these states legalized it for medical use. We don't want to have, you know, people that smoke pot in prison, and it does have a lot of, you know, medical uses. That's admitted. It's really a miracle drug. Medicine, as Kevin was saying. I don't think that's debatable. And then it just seems like I've seen more federal raids, more federal harassment. Have you, in the last 8 years under Obama, experienced more or less pressure? Because you're just trying to supply folks for industrial hemp, no THC, or for the other. I mean, you should be allowed to sell the lights and the equipment and the nutrients for the plants.
Yeah, we sell the nutrients.
The electrolytes plants crave?
in the a long time ago, there was a lot of pressure. It's becoming less and less and less pressure now. There are instances where they're using, like, they went up to Northern California just recently and they busted a bunch of people over water rights, right? I mean, what I look at is the government, the DEA, they're in their death throes. They know that this thing is coming to an end, and it's coming very, very quickly.
You're right. So they're moving into other rackets.
Well, yeah, apparently so. And I'm glad they're out of ours, and they need to stay out, and they need people. And should allow people to heal themselves with...
Well, you know, that's what happened on record. They made alcohol illegal for 10 years.
Yeah.
It tripled the size of organized crime, corrupted the police. And when that ended, they had to have something. You know, they actually said, we've got to make marijuana illegal. No one knew what it was. It's only smoked, you know, the Southwest and stuff. And so they were able to get it illegal by making Reaper Madness, where you smoke pot and murder everybody. It's the opposite.
Right.
That's Zoloft that does that, folks. And then they were able to ban it, so they had something new to sell. And then once it was banned, then the police departments and others in the big cities rolled it out to the public.
Right. Well, you can thank, you know, DuPont for that. In 1937, they hired some lobbyists and got the laws changed. Before that, it was legal. And why did DuPont do that?
They want to shut down hemp.
Well, no, yeah, exactly.
Tell us about that.
Exactly, because they want to shut down hemp because they didn't have a chemical to break it down, but they had a chemical called sulfuric acid that was great for cotton. And so they said, hey, the cotton industry's got to
flourish. That was another angle.
Right. And hemp. You know, we're going to put that to the wayside.
In fact, you just gave the other part of the equation.
Yeah.
Exactly. DuPont came in and others and said, we don't like hemp. You can grow it anywhere. It's better than cotton. The Constitution's written on hemp paper.
That's correct.
You know what I love is these brainwashed people that go, I can't believe you're into peddling marijuana now, Alex. I saw in your magazine, you know, advertisements to decriminalize marijuana in Texas. I can't believe it. Even some distant family. We're ashamed of you. And I'm like, do you understand that this was an ad for hemp that has no THC, and all of our rope and sails and clothes was made out of it because it's superior to cotton. Do you understand that? I just don't like a pothead in the family, and that you just can't get through to them.
Well, I think something to bring up, too, is the fact that the our own Department of Health took out a patent or got the patent for cannabinoids in 2003. So that's a pretty interesting thing. So while the FDA is putting out press releases saying that marijuana has no medicinal benefits, our own Department of Health is basically trying to patent marijuana for its medicinal benefits.
And they have Marinol, which has been proven doesn't work, a synthetic version of THC, which is a Category 3 drug, where marijuana, the whole plant, is a Category 1, along with heroin, LSD, and cocaine.
Right. The pharmaceutical companies want to...
Meanwhile, half the little kids I run into are on some form of speed, and you look at the molecule, it's like methamphetamine.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an epidemic in this country. It's a huge epidemic.
So it's okay. Yeah, let's put the kids on methamphetamine. That makes their hearts expand, shrinks their brain, literally, but marijuana, throw the book at them.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yes.
Big Mike, when we come back, and I want to work your guest, the political activist from Bulgaria, and I want to get your wife on. Whoever else, these interesting folks, this entourage of interesting.
Okay.
Some look like professors. Other people, you know, look like, I don't know, commandos or something. Anyways, it's all coming up today with Kevin Booth and Big Mike. We'll give out your website and more. HolidayHeroes.BG/EN is the charity. AdvancedNutrients.com is the main website. Find them on Facebook at BG Political Change Now.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We'll be right back.
Reich is in here with Big Mike. And Big Mike was just telling me during the break, the reason he also knows what's happening with Russia and Eastern Europe is you yourself, you're saying, have an Estonian background?
Yes. My mother was Estonian. My father was Latvian. And all my life, I grew up hearing the terrors of communism, you know, and what Russia did. I can remember asking my father, Dad, you know, will we ever be able to go back to our countries and see what's going on? I'd love to be able to see, like, where you grew up and went to school and all that stuff. He goes, son, you'll probably never, he goes, you might see it in your lifetime if you're lucky. He died before that happened.
Oh, you're getting tears in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, it's emotional, right? So, I have a bunch of relatives in Estonia. The wall comes down. We go to get reunited. If you can imagine, my mother's been separated for 54 years, right, from her family. Now
emotional.
We're reunited, and I see what it looks like. And then I kept going back, and it got better and better and better. And now Estonia is a great country. You know, good infrastructure, things work properly. And I'm in Bulgaria.
So for you, you're pro-West, pro-EU. They may not be perfect, but you see countries under Russia still go to hell.
Well, in this case, why did Estonia move themselves to greatness and Bulgaria didn't? And then when I dug down, it was because of the mindset. It was because of the leaders. It was because of just horrible, horrible corruption and just psychological abuse to the people of Bulgaria. And that's what they're doing. They're using the same exact mind control techniques that they used in communism today in a democratic society. And the people haven't realized. The analogy that you gave is perfect. They don't realize they're free. It's like the elephant who's got the chain. When they're a baby, they chain him down. He realizes he can't lift his foot up. When he's an adult, they just put the chain around him, and he doesn't try to move because he thinks he can't. Same thing.
Like, the West is involved. I mean, we're not saying the West isn't involved in Bulgaria. We've had times where we're trying to bring to the attention about ISIS to the American embassy over there. The American embassy refuses to talk to us in Bulgaria. And so there's definitely, I mean, John Kerry's been coming over there doing energy deals. So there's a lot. I mean, we're not saying the West isn't, like, coming to Bulgaria.
Well, sure. I mean, look at Ukraine. I mean, the Russians have done horrible things, especially the Soviet Union to Ukraine. But the Nazis did bad stuff as well. I mean, it's all just a circus. And then you've got Joe Biden's son coming in and getting the energy deal for all the gas in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like we're getting more corrupt. And then Russia basically is the way it's always been. Or what's the word there? Is Russia worse than it used to be? Or is it better or the same?
Look, Russia's there. Like, we have our interests. They have their interests. Clearly, though, you're a member of the EU. You're a member of NATO. You back the West. That's what they wanted. We have a military base there, an Air Force base in Bulgaria. And, like, you need to back the House, and the House is the West, and they're not doing that. They have, let's give you an instance. So, America has something called Treblinka, and that is our pipeline that we want to put through there. Russia has South Stream. They want to put that through. Shell wants to go off the Black Sea and drill for oil. And now that's being blocked. So what does Russia do? They hire a PR company in Bulgaria, gave them $20 million to go and say, hey, this is bad. We don't want this. You know, all the things. So there's this fight between Westinghouse is there wanting to build a nuclear power plant. However, you would then have Russia wanting to build a nuclear power plant.
I don't know. That's even worse.
That's right. Like, who are you going to trust more? Like, I trust us way more than I trust Russia.
And you sure don't want Tokyo Electric.
There you go.
Be sure and build it on a fault line, though, in a tsunami zone. We're going to come right back and talk about World War III. The Russians are threatening to use nukes right now in Syria. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a Putin-bashing fest, the likes of which you've never heard. I'm just joking. We're going to go to the drug war. Take your calls. I have an idea. Stay